Hello. Apologies for the delay, and thank you for joining us to analyze Piaggio Group first 9 months of 2014 financial results. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and by Mr. Gabriele Galli, General Finance Manager of Piaggio Group. During today's conference call, as usual, we will use a presentation you can download from our website, and I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use forward-looking statements that are subject to risks that can cause actual results to be materially different. And now, I'd like to hand over the call to Mr. Gabriele Galli.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Usually, we will go through the slides you've been able to download. So, starting from slide 3, the market, as you can see, has been mixed. Indian gained momentum. Asia-Pacific finally shifted to positive. European recovery remains weak, so positive, but weakening a little bit versus previous quarters. So, going into detail, the Indian three-wheel recovery, as you remember, started in Q2 and now is accelerated in Q3. And finally, the year-to-date market is up compared to last year, single digit. The four-wheel are still slumping. The two-wheel are very strong at the moment. In Asia-Pacific, the demand is easing. Vietnam is growing in Q3, and Indonesia is up middle single digit as well. In Europe, the two-wheel trend started very strong in the first quarter, and then now is worsening a little bit, but the total market is still positive by 2%, with bikes up by 8% and scooters down by 2%. Moving from the market to our performance, the Western countries are showing a resilient performance in a flat market. We are still undiscussed leader of the market in the scooter. The shifting to premium scooter is going on, and Vespa and MP3 are having a very good performance, outstripping the whole market trend. We are going on with the expansion of mid-size bikes in Latin America, and the average price is going up, confirming that the bottom vehicles are suffering more than the top ones. As a result, we have the total revenue in Western country up compared to previous year. Spain, France, Holland, UK are the best performer. Italy is still a little bit behind. In Asia-Pacific, after a not-so-good performance in the first and second quarter, there are good signals from the market. Vietnam is still negative today, but in Q3 is posting a good result, plus 17%, and probably the trend should go on also in Q4. The other part of the region, excluding Vietnam, goes on growing, especially in Thailand, Taiwan, and in Indonesia. As well as in Europe, also in Asia, the premium segment is increasing at a faster pace than the market, and that's good for Piaggio, as you can imagine. If you exclude the negative Forex, the average price is going up as well as it happens in Europe. As a total result, the revenue are up in Q3. We today are still down at the year-to-date level, mainly reflecting the best performance we had during the first quarter. Moving to slide 4. India, the performance has been very good. There is an acceleration in the trend. As you can remember, Q1 was negative, Q2 was up by 12%, and Q3 is today up by 23%. So the market is clearly booming. In terms of market share, we have a total market share in commercial vehicle up compared to previous year. The export is increasing, and today the performance is up by 70% compared to previous year. And if you exclude the negative Forex, the average price is going up. What is positive looking at India is that the Forex trend is reverting positive. In Q3, it was pretty neutral, but with July down, August at the same level, and September positive. So for the next quarter, we can expect some positive performance coming from the Forex. Vespa sales are still flat, so I mean, the market is booming, but our performance is not following. As a total result, the revenues of commercial vehicles are up by 0.6%, would be 9.2% excluding the Forex effect, and we have a very strong upward acceleration in Q3, plus 19.3%. But looking at the total financial results, we can say that the Q3 has been very positive. The net sales were up by 6.5%, and as we said before, the Forex played a neutral role during this quarter, but we expect that the Forex is going to be playing a positive role in the next one. The EBITDA surged by 25%, with an EBITDA ratio up by 2 percentage points. The EBIT is up by 35%, with the ratio up by 1.3 percentage points. And the net income almost doubled from 2.8 to 5.4 million euro. And thanks to this quarter, the year-to-date performance shows our revenue pretty flat, excluding the Forex, and including the Forex is minus 2.5%. So you remember that we started with a minus 9, minus 6. Today we are minus 2.5. And excluding the Forex, we started a minus 6, minus 4, and today we are a little bit up, plus 4.1%. And the same trend is also in terms of EBITDA, and EBITDA today reached one of the best ratio of performance since 2010. In terms of total gross margin, we are up by 0.5 percentage point from 30.4 to 30.9. In terms of OPEX, we are in line with previous year, even after the increase of OPEX in marketing we decided to do starting from this year. And in terms of financial expenses, we are up, but as you know, we have some one-off effect, one in 2014, because we decided to make the redemption of the bond, and a couple in 2013 in decreasing the financial expenses of last year, which were the higher capitalization of financial interest and the results of the participation of the joint venture we have in China. So excluding the two effects, the financial expenses could be higher by 1.8 million, but the trend is clearly decreasing, because in terms of debt, the total amount has been reduced, and in terms of cost of funding, we have been able to reduce the cost by 2.3 percentage point for the bond, and more than 1 percentage point through the refinancing of the revolving credit facility. Finally, compared to last year, we had a very good performance in terms of cash flow generation. Last year was not so good, and we absorbed 63 million euro. This year we generated 38 million euro. So the difference in terms of cash flow of third quarter, 9 months last year versus 9 months this year is around 100 million euro. This cash flow generation drives the net debt below end of 2013 and below of September 2000. Moving to slide five. Since, I mean, this quarter is very important in terms of change of trend, we decided to post also the results of Q3, calculated as the difference between 9 months minus 6 months. It's the number that you look normally by doing by yourself this kind of operation. So, as you can see, all the indicator shows a plus. So revenues plus 6.5%, gross margin plus 12%, percentage of gross margin plus 1.5 percentage point, EBITDA plus 25%, EBIT plus 35%, income before tax and net income plus around 90%. So, I mean, it has been a very good quarter. Looking at the performance of the 9 months, we can see that in terms of revenue, we are still behind, but we are, reaching past year, and probably this result will be achieved during the fourth quarter. So today we are at minus 2.5%, but if we include the Forex, we are positive by 0.1%. The gross margin is a little bit lower, but the contribution in terms of percentage is much higher, 0.5 percentage point, almost 31%. The EBITDA reached 14.5%, which is one of the top results for Q3 ever. If we exclude the contribution of Forex, the EBITDA increase would have been by 3.8%, including the Forex it is 1.2%. The EBIT is a bit negative, but in terms of percentage of sales is aligned to previous year, so 7.5%. In total value it is 1.8 million euro lower because of higher depreciation compared to last year. The financial expenses, as you can see, are higher compared to last year by 9.8 million. Most of this effect was already present during the 6 months. And today, if we exclude these three effects, so the buyback, the higher capitalization of financial expenses, and the revaluation of Chinese participation, the true financial expenses are lower compared to last year on a monthly basis. The total amount would be higher by around 1.8 million euro instead of the 8 million euro that are posted, including the three effects. The net result is around 22 million euro versus 27.8 last year. And moving to the net financial position, you can see that today we are at 438 versus 475 at the beginning of the year. And the cash flow, as we said before, is improving by 100 million compared to the performance we had in 2013. 9 months. Moving to slide six very quickly, you can see the volume evolution. As well as in the P&L, we posted the results of the Q3, similarly calculated as the difference between 9 months and 6 months. The performance of this period was up by 5.5%, minus 1.8 in Europe, plus 9.8% in Asia Pacific, minus 8.7% in India two-wheeler, and up by around 10% in commercial vehicle Europe and around 13% in commercial vehicle India. So good performance coming from Asia, stable performance here in Europe. Looking at the 9 months, the volume are still behind, -3.0% compared to previous year, but with a very positive result in India, +5.3%. And this performance, if we go into details, is also helped by a very good contribution coming from export, which rose during 2014 by around 70% compared to 2013. Moving to slide number 7, we can have a look at the evolution of turnover. Similarly to the volume, the turnover of the quarter was up by 6.5%. Europe, or better, Western countries are up by 2.2%, so let's say very much aligned to previous year. The Asia-Pacific is up by 9%. Indian two-wheeler is a little bit higher compared to previous year because we increased the prices, +0.9%. The Western country commercial vehicle up by 3.2%. And finally, the commercial vehicle India up by 19.3%. And during the quarter, as we said before, the forex effect is pretty neutral because the change of the trend was during the last month of September. Moving to the 9 month performance, the sales are down by -2.5%. The total forex effect has been -25 million. So if we exclude it, the sales would be up by 0.1%. And Western countries are down by 1.3%. Could be flat if we exclude the lower sales of engine and sales of racing motorbikes. The Asia-Pacific business is down by 9.3%, could have been -5.5% excluding the forex. The India two-wheeler are down by 36%, would be, of course, even here lower excluding the forex. And finally, the performance of commercial vehicle was positive in Europe by 2.7% and positive in India by 0.6%, would have been +9.2% excluding forex. Moving to slide number 8, you can have a look at the evolution of the EBITDA. So the EBITDA moved from 14% to 14.5%, meaning around 1.5 million higher performance. The performance is due to a reduction due to volume effect of cash gross margin by around 8 million euros. And an increase of cash gross margin due to mix effect, percentual effect, by 6 million. So the total gross margin performance was down by a couple of million, while the cash OPEX effect was positive by 3.6 million, allowing the increase of the EBITDA by 1.6 million euro. Moving to slide number 9, you can have a look at the net result evolution. So as we explained before, the EBITDA is 1.6 million higher. Then we had an higher depreciation of around 3.3 million euro, higher recurring financial expenses by 5.1 million euro, and as we said before, the IFRS 23 is worth around -2.1. The results from participation are down by 1.2 million euro. So excluding these 3.3 million euro, the real interest variation is around -1.9 million euro. Then we have a positive effect from lower taxes by 2.6 million euro, allowing a net result adjusted of 23.6 million euro. To arrive to the accounting financial results, we have to deduct the non-recurring financial expenses and the tax effect worth minus 1.7 million euros together. Moving to slide number 10, you can have a look at the cash flow generation.
So we start at the beginning of the year with a net financial position worth 475 million euro. We had an operating cash flow generation of around 87 million euro. We have a generation from release of working capital by around 18 million euro during the 9 months. Then we had an absorption of around 57 million euro of CapEx, and then the last component, change in equity and other, meaning dividend and conversion reserve and so on and so forth, worth minus 10.3 million euro, allowing a net financial position of 438 million euro at the end of the 9 months, which is better compared to last year performance of 454 million euro by around 17 million, and better compared to the net financial position at the beginning of 2013.
Moving to the last slide, you can have a look at the balance sheet. So, trade receivable increased by around 15 million euro compared to beginning of the year, which is better than last year performance, which was 29.7 million. Inventory increased a little bit, 60 million euro. Last year they increased by 13 million euro. One of the main explanations is that last year we were introducing the new Vespa Primavera during the months of November and December, so there was the phase out of old Vespa LS, and so we could reduce the purchase of components and the stock of the old product in order then to produce the new one. So this had an impact on inventories and of course an impact on purchasing. So the reversal of that is that commercial payable increased, allowing a cash flow generation compared to beginning of the year by around 100 million. And last year they were decreasing by around 10 million euros. So one of the explanations of this fact is the lower purchasing of components, and we had the reverse of the issue in the higher this year, lower last year inventories. Then, as we've been discussing, we introduced both in Europe and in Asia reverse factoring, allowing to finance our operation in a much more efficient way. And these are basically the three explanations. Other assets and liabilities are aligned compared to beginning of the year, 39 versus 32. And so the total working capital is negative by 48 million euro compared to 30 million euro at the beginning of the year, allowing a generation of around 18 million euros. Then we have total fixed assets, tangible plus intangible, increasing by around 8 million euro, and a part of this increase is explained by the difference in Forex from beginning of the year to end of September. The financial investments are pretty aligned, as well as the provision. And so we have a net invested capital generating cash by around 9 million euro. The net debt, we already commented it, minus 37.7 million euro, and the equity up by 28.4 million euro. In terms of ratio, the ratio improved by 17 basis points, from 1:1 to 1:04 at the end of September. So we are
basically done. You can have your question.
Yes. And I kindly ask you to limit the number of questions to a maximum of 3 per person. Thank you very much.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register for your question by dialing star followed by 1. To cancel reservation, dial star followed by 2. First question comes from Ms. Bosio of Banca IMI. Ms. Bosio, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would have 3 questions. The first one is related to Vietnam. Aside from India, the recovery in Vietnam seems to me the one of the most important news. For the fourth quarter, the company still sees an improvement. I'm just wondering, is it a recovery of the market? Is it a sustainable recovery? And if yes, what kind of growth rates in volumes would you see for 2015? Would it be reasonable to factor in a 15% increase in volumes in Asia, thanks also to the recovery of Vietnam? And the second question is on Vespa volumes, not in Europe, but in India. I've seen that you have been already appointed the new CEO. I was wondering if the company has done anything in particular as for the recovery of the Vespa volumes in India. And the last very quick question is on the marketing expenses. Could you please quantify the total marketing expenses by year end? And maybe if you have some projections for the next one. Thank you very much.
Okay, so Asia Pacific performance during the third quarter has been good, improving compared to last year. And this is not something that we expect to end up at the end of the third quarter. For fourth quarter, we have expectation of similar increase. For next year, I mean, it's too early to make a statement because we are still working on budget. But the total increase versus full year 2014. So I don't know what kind of number you have for the full year of 2014, but you can imagine that the fourth quarter will be improving compared to fourth quarter last year. Mm-hmm. The total increase should be around 10 to 12%, something like that.
Okay.
India, we have a new CEO. The former CEO is acting as chairman, so we have discontinuity and continuity at the same time. The performance now is very good in terms of three-wheeler, because in India we have been helped by the market, we have been helped by the launch of our product, since we have been maintaining market share in India, and we have been helped by export, which is one of the big levers of growth for the future. Vespa, as we saw before, stood pretty constant. The new CEO, and we also hired the new responsible for Vespa, has much more commercial experience than the previous one. So we hope that working together, we will be able to improve the results starting from next month. Actually, the performance during the month of September was better compared to September of last year. And also for October, we have a good expectation. But I mean, I'm not ensuring anything about Vespa because we've been discussing many times. So.
Mm-hmm.
Better to see first changes before commenting them.
Okay.
In terms of marketing expenses, the marketing expenses increased compared to last year by around 20%. I mean, our plan is to keep them at the level very much aligned to the level of this year, because we feel that probably in the past we have been investing a little bit too less. We are investing in new shops, and so we are building up a new network of dealers in terms of image. We are investing in racing, and as you know, we decided to enter the MotoGP starting from 2015, anticipating by 12 months the official entry we had forecasted in 2016. And we are investing also in something new in terms of understanding new trends in order to anticipating the future trends, not in the medium term, so 2015, 2016, but looking a little bit more ahead. These, together with, of course, higher communication expenses, are explaining this +20% expenses, which has been fully compensated by reducing other kind of OpEx, such as structural OpEx, people OpEx, because, I mean, our aim is to, I mean, invest where we can have some sort of result on the future based on increase of sales.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Niccolò Storer of Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. First of all, let me congratulate you on the results, which were quite strong. I've got then three questions for you. The first one is related to sales of Vespa and MP3. If you can give us a little more details on volumes trend and price trends in these two categories, and the relation between sell-in and sell-out. So, did you staff the dealer network, or you see a balanced situation on these two products? The second question is related to Indian three-wheelers, and it's very, very direct question. Why you are continue to losing market share in the country? Third and last question is related to the entry in the MotoGP next year, which could be an impact from this on costs, if you have a rough idea of that. Thank you.
So, starting from the first question, in terms of Vespa and MP3 sales, so total Vespa sales were a little bit down, but this was explained by the reduction of volumes we had in India, especially. And also, a little reduction was in Vietnam. Total sales of Vespa in Europe were up by around 2 percentage points. In terms of MP3, as you know, we sell just especially in Europe, and the total increase of volume of MP3 was around 20%. So this was a very good performance. Looking at the balance of sell-in, sell-out, they are very much aligned. So we don't feel we have been stocking the network. Also, probably we have been destocking a little bit the network in total, but let's assume it flat. In terms of Indian three-wheeler, so as you know, there are basically two segments, PAX cargo, and the PAX segment is divided into urban and rural. So in cargo, we are not losing market share. In PAX, we are losing a little bit market share in three-wheeler,
because the increase of the PAC segment in terms of market is much more localized in cities than in the rural area. As you know, we are market leader in the rural area, while Bajaj is undiscussed leader in the cities. And actually, up to a couple of years ago, we didn't have the product to take part to the city market of the cities, and we launched the product with the Apple City Pass 1 year ago. So despite our increase in performance in the city, because we moved from basically zero to around 10% market share, the fact that there was this shift in sub-segments, so the sub-segment where we are limited increasing much faster than the sub-segment we are in which, I mean, we are market leader. This total movement explain the fact that we have been losing some market share in the three-wheeler. But if you are looking at the single segment, so PAX rural and PAX urban, the market share has been performing very well in both of the segments. So of course, we have to wait that the, I mean, our weight in the urban area will increase in order to register better performance at the total level. Looking at the whole industry, so adding up three-wheeler and four-wheeler, since our performance in four-wheeler increased, we had a total gain in terms of market share, and on top of that, we had some gain in terms of export. The entry MotoGP is forecasted by this year. We don't never say, I mean, official number about the cost. Of course, it's going to be costing a bit more. You can quantify around 5 to 8 million euros.
And sorry, this 5-8 million euros is the impact on EBITDA?
This, of course, I'm talking about the net result. I mean, the expenses are partially, the higher expenses are compensated by some higher entry because of sponsorship. So I mean, the range is between 5 and 8, and our plan is to stay in the bottom part of the range.
Okay, perfect. And last, very last question. The plus 3% for Vespa in Europe and the plus 20% for MT3 refer to the 9 months, right?
Yes. 9 months.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Stefano Lustig of Equita. Mr. Lustig, please.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is if it is possible to have details of the performance in volumes in third quarter in Asia for Vietnam, Indonesia, and the rest of Asia. And the second question is on 2015. I wonder if you have a plan to launch a new vehicle for 2015, one or more vehicles. I'm not referring to restyling, but actual new models for 2015. Thank you.
Okay. So, volumes in Asia for the third quarter, the total was up by 9.9%. Vietnam went up by around 17%. Indonesia was down by around 40% because we destocked the network. So in terms of sell-out was very much aligned to last year, but we decided to reduce the sell-in in order to lower a bit the level of stock. The rest of Asia was up by around 35%.
Going to the model, of course, I mean, we expect that you will be visiting the next week, the Milan Fair.
Of course.
You can see all the new products. Now, the first week of November, the 5th of November is the official date. And we will be launching four new bikes, so four version. You will see that. I don't make the names. Then we will be launching a new scooter mid of the year, a very interesting scooter. And you will see also some other surprise in terms of enlargement of reachable customers. So don't make me do any further anticipation, because otherwise our marketing guys would be very upset.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Yes, good afternoon. A couple of questions from my side. First of all, I would like to better understand what are your expectations on the export from India, and if there are any region in particular that is particularly strong, and going forward, if you expect any specific area that will contribute to the growth of this export activity from India of three-wheelers products. The second one is on the reverse factoring. Can you give us an idea of how it played out in the at the end of September this year compared to last year, and what could be the impact going forward in terms of policy of taking advantage of the reverse factoring activity? And the third one is on the European outlook for volumes. We have seen summer being weak in Italy, apart from September. Other European countries having very diverging trends, with Spain strong and so on. Have you got any sense of what's happening right now, and what are your feeling on the European markets for the next future? Thank you.
Okay, so the expectation of India for the fourth quarter are very good, because I mean the market is increasing, the market share adding up together is, I mean, the forecast to stay at the same level, the contribution of export is going to be very, very strong. I mean, the last month was plus 70% of the total increase of volume, as well as the total increase of values. So I would say that we are positive about total volumes and more positive about total values, because, I mean, the fact that last year there was a big change in Forex around the mid of August, really lowered the sales during the last quarter by something around 10% compared to the value of sales with the forecast, with the Forex we have today. So I believe that looking at India, we can be positive on 3-4-wheeler and on export. For Vespa, I mean, just that's full flat, because, I mean, some signals are coming, but I don't want at the moment to say anything positive on that. In terms of Asia-Pacific, the expectations are better than last year, not as much as India, but, of course, better than last year. Also, in terms of Forex, the fact that the US dollar reinforced and all the forests of this region are very much linked to US dollar, some contribution should come also from the forest effect. While during the first 6 months especially,
the strength of the euro really reduced the contribution of the region, because of worse forms. In terms of reverse factoring, the total amount is around 30 million euros, and we are talking about a plan that is monthly after month after month increase. So the expectation for the future are this kind of level or a little bit higher, I would say, because we are inserting in the program supplier after supplier. In terms of Europe, we expect the market to have a similar trend to the trend we had during the last 3 months. So let's say a weak market, pretty flat during the last 3 months, which would bring to a total year slightly positive, and especially in bikes versus scooters. And this is one of the reasons, because we are much stronger in scooter than in motorbikes. That really does not make us to grow as much as the market in terms of volume. While in terms of sales, the fact that the mix is improving and the fact that the market is suffering much more in the bottom part than in the top part, this really allows us to compensate in terms of total revenues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just to follow up, if I can, would you have any comment on the recent acquisition of Peugeot scooter by Mahindra? Do you think it's going to change in any way competition, whether in Europe or in India in the future for your products?
I prefer not to comment. Probably some sort of impact there would be, of course. I mean, we are talking about a good in the Indian manufacturer with, let's say, generally good companies here in Europe. But I'm really not able to say what will change in the future after this acquisition.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We are ready for the next question. Last analyst, the last one for today. Thank you.
Last question comes from Mr. Luca Orsini of One Investment. Mr. Orsini, please.
Hello, everyone. Just a question on the working capital. You did very, very well in increasing the working capital. But when I go at page 9 of your rendiconto finanziario consolidato, I notice a big increase in the in your suppliers, in your debiti commerciali, and a big increase as well in your warehouse, whatever stocks, and also an increase in your commercial credit, which is a bit strange because your sales, and that's on the 9 months, have not grown. But I'm much more kind of, you know, intrigued to try to understand what happened on the stocks and on the suppliers, which is a big swing, 100 million.
Yes. So let's start from the start. Last year we have been increasing by 13.5, this year by 59. So, I mean, there is a net increase of 46, higher this year compared to last year. And a big part of that is due to the fact that last year we were, preparing to the launch of the new Vespa Primavera. So we have been reducing to zero the purchase of components and also trying to reduce to zero the stock of property of Vespa LS in order to prepare for the launch of the new Primavera. So the increase in stock this year is due to normal production, no phase out of Vespa Primavera versus last year. So by doing that, we increased inventory, but we increased also the amount of purchasing. And so the amount of purchasing being higher, also the impact on the net commercial payable is higher. So the first part of the advantage you can see in the commercial payable is purely netified by the disadvantage we had in the inventory. The second effect was due to the higher introduction of reverse factoring, which we were commenting before. And I mean, this program allowed us to enlarge on a structural way these payable outstanding, and this will last also for the future. Then there is a third effect due to the forex. So of course we have some commercial payable named in rupee, Indian, and the commercial payable named in dollars or dong. The fact that last year Indian rupee and dollar were very down and this year very up, when you translate the effect in terms of balance sheet, you translate a much higher amount of euro compared to last year. I mean, the difference between last year value and this year value compared to the beginning of the respective year is very significant. So I would say that the three major components are higher purchasing of components during this year, especially during the quarter, due to the launch of new Vespa Primavera last year, partially compensated by the increase of inventories, the new program of reverse factoring, and the big variation in forex.
Okay. Any guidance for what this number can will evolve, especially the suppliers and the stocks?
I mean, there is of course there are big fluctuations between one quarter and the other because we are a seasonal business. So I mean, telling you a punctual number would be very difficult. What I can tell you is that, as we have been explaining many times last year, when we were absorbing cash in the working capital, so we were saying, you know, Piaggio is a company working with a negative working capital, so whenever the business goes down, we absorb cash. Whenever the business goes up, we reverse some cash. And we generate cash. So these numbers today are, let's say, stable, and further release of cash or further absorption of cash can be conditioned by the level of sales we're going to have during the next month. So if we imagine that the business is improving, on the longer term, some sort of cash can be released. But let's see.
Okay. So I think that this answer draws the call to an end. And thank you very much for attending the meeting. And if you need further info, you can call me later as usual. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.